Back to school starts now. Get long-lasting battery life on the Dell XPS laptop powered by Series 3 Intel Core so you can work from anywhere. Now starting at $699, with exclusive student pricing starting at $599. And it's lightweight, portable, and packed with enough processing power to make multitasking a breeze. So say goodbye to distractions. And hello to more free time, because you finished your work faster. Complete your setup with savings on select monitors and more must-have electronics and accessories. Limited-time deals and free shipping on PCs and more await you at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. They make it super simple. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with coverage options tailored to your choices. Plus, you'll see which discounts you may qualify for, like the online quote discount or savings for paying in full. In fact, 99% of Progressive auto customers earn at least one discount. See if you could save when you switch to Progressive. You'll feel good about making a savvy choice. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little extra cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. This episode of Red Stories is sponsored by DoorDash. Got you delivered. DoorDash. Hello and welcome to Smosh Reads Reddit Stories. I'm Shane, and today the theme doesn't really matter because we have two incredible guests joining us. From the basement yard, we have Joe and Frank here on the couch.
Dude, thanks for having us.
Thank you
for being here. I feel like we have been like wanting this to happen for so long.
Same.
Like on any of our shows.
Yeah.
I feel like we've like shouted you guys out. I feel like you guys have talked about us occasionally.
Yeah. As soon as we heard you say like the basement yard, we're like, yo, we gotta get over there. They got a big audience.
Yeah.
Also, I will say, I was a little afraid meeting you because I don't know if the cameras are adding the amount of muscle this dude is sitting here with. But last time we spoke about you, we wondered like who would win in a fist fight.
And I saw this, and Joe said he would drag me around the ring.
Drag you around. So we didn't know.
I was like, let's look up his like height, weight, whatever.
Yeah.
All right. So like just bicep curls. All right, great.
Yeah. So we were afraid walking in that you were just gonna walk in and full on just start decking us.
Just fully open and just bam.
Yeah.
Say it again.
No, I am truly so excited. I am genuinely a fan.
As are we, man.
Courtney was the one who like told me about your guys' podcast. And then we would listen to it a lot when we're like on long drives and stuff. It's so fucking funny.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Thank you. We're really excited.
Well, great. You guys know Reddit.
Yeah, you know
Reddit. You've been on Two Hot Takes, so this is you've already.
And honestly, like I really appreciate people who are able to find the most insane things on Reddit.
Yeah, our producers are incredible at this.
And I hope you have therapists as well, because Obviously, reading some of this.
Sure, everyone does a little bit of therapy work here, you know.
Yeah.
Like everyone is therapizing each other. It's a nice community.
Yeah. I have been told, I think we have a pretty legendary story in this one.
Oh, no.
One that's like very famous on Reddit. We're finally doing it.
Okay.
And I've been wanting to read it for years.
You guys held it for us?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We've been holding it for a while. We're like waiting for the right moment, so.
Don't fuck this up.
Here we go. Yeah, I know.
Do not mess this
the
up.
The pressure.
Here we go. Our first story. It comes from Am I the Asshole? This was posted in 2019.
Excellent year.
Pre-COVID.
Excellent. Pre-COVID. Yeah, excellent year.
Wonderful vintage.
Yeah. I hardly remember 2019, I feel like.
It also doesn't, it seems like 2 years ago.
It's
fucking a long time ago.
Yeah, it's decades at this point.
Truly.
7 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, even hearing that, I'm like, not seven.
Don't say that.
Not seven.
Okay. Am I the asshole for throwing away my boyfriend's potentially illegal yogurt collection? Okay, so I did find this one. I found this one and I sent it. I was like, we gotta read this shit. I'm a 29-year-old woman. My boyfriend is a 30-year-old man. We've been living together for 2 years in a little studio in a very expensive big U.S. city. My boyfriend grew up rurally with lots of space, enough to collect all kinds of things. He collected action figures and video games and all the normal kid stuff when he was young, but as he grew older, he became interested in more unusual things. As a teen, he had 8 guinea pigs of different types from different breeders. Since Tide Pods were released 7 years ago, he's saved one of every kind of Tide Pod. He's got a big box of an international variety of electric insulators, those little ceramic hats that power lines wrap around on power poles,
He's not a hoarder. He's usually neat, just used to having lots of space for his bizarro collections. At his parents' ranch, he has two big rooms full of containers of weird and impressive things. He recently became interested in yogurt. He's always hated dairy products until about a year ago. He's not just started drinking milk and sharing ice cream with me, but he's found a love for yogurts. So he now collects them, of course. The problem is that they're perishable. So until earlier today, our little 550-square-foot studio contained about 2,100 cups of yogurt. It comes in tons of varieties. Different types, flavors, textures, containers, made by different companies in different countries. This is like crack to my boyfriend. So he tried to pretty much save a sample of everything he could find. He filled our fridge, bought a new fridge, and then another tiny bedside fridge. He said he didn't want to walk to the fridge at night, but it was obviously a ruse to get more yogurt space. These...
Okay.
I think he's tricking
you. Yeah.
These fridges all filled up with his yogurts, and if you keep them for long, they smell bad. Sometimes the packaging breaks. So our apartment was smelling like rotten milk for the last 2 weeks, and my boyfriend's attitude was, oh, it's fine, and just deal with it for a little longer. Until I pulled the plug and threw it all out this morning. I was looking at my groceries, which I had to put beside the fridge because there was no space, and everything smelled like death. And then I kind of snapped and threw it all away. My boyfriend is understandably upset. We've been arguing about whether I crossed a line by throwing away his stuff. And he's especially upset because he, of course, had rare yogurts that were hard to find. In particular, he had some Cuban and Iranian yogurts you can't get in the U.S.
Hell yeah.
But I know that we have trade sanctions against Iran and Cuba, so I don't know if it was even legal for him to have them. I asked where he got his Iranian yogurt, but he kept insisting the Iranian yogurt is not the issue here, and that the real issue was me throwing out his precious yogurts without his permission. Am I the asshole here? Do I need r/legal advice? Thanks in advance. I'm so exasperated.
Well, let's start with, it sounds like these people need r/help.
Yeah, in general.
You want to know what it sounds like?
Yeah.
Don't you dare.
He does this.
No.
Not Iranian yogurt, obviously.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I might have to get in the yogurt game. This sounds pretty sick.
I've never tried. I love yogurt.
Big yogurt fans. You said yogurt. I saw Greg quiver over there. Like, he was pumped about yogurt.
Greg was like, fuck yeah, okay. Yeah.
First of all, this sounds like it is like a weapon of mass destruction. Like, when yogurt, it, like, inflates and stuff and, like, it'll pop.
Oh, it gets
like those
gross.
Old, remember those old fart bags when we were kids?
Yeah.
That's what, they're sitting on 2,000
Wait, are you talking like a, you're not a whoopee cushion. You're talking about, like, a fart bag.
Do you remember
you never had fart bags?
You never heard of fart
bags? You didn't have fart bags?
Wait, where did you grow up? Who else, please, show
I grew up mostly in Arizona.
Oh, no, Arizona sucks.
Arizona, they would explode. It's too hot.
It's too hot, that, yeah.
I mean,
it was a bag. It was a bag, and there was a cartoon guy farting super hard, and you would press it, and then it would start inflating. And then it would explode, and it would smell like shit.
Like,
I've never heard of this.
Dude, you need to get your hands on
some fart
bags.
I need to start collecting fart bags.
He threw one in my apartment.
Oh, yeah, I did. A couple.
How recently?
A couple years ago.
Yeah, he's
also left that apartment.
He's a bad guy.
You had to leave because of the fart bags.
Yes,
those are them.
I've never seen these before. It's probably a good thing I didn't know.
Just throw them on the company card. Get some fart bags in here.
We're going to be having fart bags.
It's a great bit because you do it and you throw it back and forth like a hot potato.
Until it explodes in your face.
And it pops with might, let me tell you.
Also, and it smells like?
Because it's like the fart spray. I've heard about
so
the fart
bad.
Spray.
Yeah.
It's so bad. Also, the glass ones. Do you ever have the glass ones? No.
Sorry.
Did we just have like chemical warfare?
You also have
warfare?
Shrapnel? Or what? Yeah, no.
Well, here's the thing. Back to this. When this person was talking about like there's rooms and there's containers with... Ooh.
You have containers. You're a collector.
You have containers.
I am a collector of...
Unable to throw outer.
No. First of all, I like to hold on to sentimental things. Sue me,
this is how it's
everyone.
Goes.
Sue me.
Sentimental yogurt.
But see, this is where it's getting at. I have gotten better. You know, I have, you know, kids, and they have a lot of stuff, and we have a lot of stuff. So, like, I've gotten better with getting rid of stuff. However, this guy's tapped in on the market. He understands that there are freaks out there.
Mm-hmm.
He might be one of them. Okay, whatever. I don't want to use the big freak word, but he's going to get it because of the yogurt. He knows that people are going to buy that stuff eventually.
No, he's not.
He's not selling it.
There's no way.
He will. He shall.
But
no, he won't.
But it's perishable. It's already gone
bad. Until it said, I think it said my boyfriend. I threw out my boyfriend stuff. Wait until they got to pay for a wedding. Then he'll get rid of his Gen 1 Tide Pods and he'll pay.
If you can't marry me and my 2,000 containers of yogurt, you can't have me.
This does sound like moving toward hoarderism. That was the hardest sentence I've ever said in my entire life.
Move toward hoarderism.
And it's also, we are already there. This guy's sprinting toward psychosis here. This is like, this is well beyond like collecting.
Do you collect? Do you have anything that you love?
Isn't collecting. I got
I have toys. I have Megazords and Spider-Man toys. See, sue me.
This is what it is.
But those do appreciate in value.
He's never going to sell
them. But they're also not perishable.
Correct.
But they're also, they mean something. Like, they're cool.
I also have, like, old beer cans in my fridge because it's rad.
Okay. Do you have, like, one of each?
No,
I don't even know what that means.
You've never seen, like, the thing where people are like,
I'm collecting. You wake up in bed and just a bunch of beer cans.
No. Like, you ever seen, like, the, like, garage, like, grandma's garage fridge finds where it's, like, a Star Wars can of Pepsi or something like that?
What channel is that?
Yes! Yeah, in Pittsburgh! Okay.
Oh, like a 1998 something.
Yes!
Okay.
Stuff like that. But when it comes to yogurt, we're going out of control here.
If it's a special edition thing...
If it's from Iran.
If it's from Cuba or Iran, you will keep it.
I love that he started collecting yogurts, and then he was like, I got to go international. I got to start expanding.
But you got to enjoy it. Like, I think when it comes to foods and stuff, I get, like, you get, like, something special. Like, the only thing I compare it to is, like, a very special bottle of wine or something. And people, like, hold on to it. Sometimes you hold on to it for too long. And it's like, I think it's important to, like, enjoy those things.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So it's like, dude, you got this Cuban yogurt. Have it.
I think the thing that should have happened here is he should have enjoyed the yogurt and kept, like, the foil. That's a middle ground.
That's
and
a
you can
smart...
have, like, a stamp book of yogurt foil wrappers.
I love that. I mean, all in on that.
You want it? Worse. Somehow.
How is that worse?
How? Because the yogurt isn't the foil. The yogurt is the yogurt. And
It's the memory. It's the memory, and then you have proof that you had it.
Yeah, you ate it. It's in your body. And then, like, it was part of you. But you're going to, if I went to your house and you were like, take a look at this book, and I start opening it and it's just collected yogurts, I'd be like, I'm getting out of here.
You do nothing. You'd support me in my psychosis.
I would get out of there.
No, you wouldn't.
Okay, but other scenario, you're 80 years old. You're trying to tell your grandkids about how it's like, I had this Iranian yogurt, and they're just like, he's fucking lying. He definitely didn't.
But then later on, they find
his journal. They go, oh my God, Grandpa was telling the truth. He really did have this.
I'm a simple man. Something that you will come to learn about him is, black hole in here.
That's not true.
Zoom in on the black hole of a heart that he
had. It's literally not true.
I believe that energy exists in items and, like, moments of time and stuff like that. So, like, I'll hold on to some things because I feel that they tell a story.
Yeah.
Bro, it's a gateway drug to 2,000 yogurts in your apartment.
There's a limit.
Bro, if you are single, forget about it. The house would be filled with things.
My wife does a lot to reel me in.
That's what I'm saying. If you were just left to my vices? Yeah, if you were, like, just unleashed out of the yard running around, there'd be a lot of stuff in your apartment.
See, why do you have to compare me to an animal, unleashed?
Yeah.
Do you collect anything?
I'm kind of in a similar situation. Like, you know, my Courtney and I's place is not, like, big enough to, like, it. I care more about having space than I do about collecting things. Like, I love reading. I love, like, having books. I wish I could have, like, a library where I just keep all the books. But I moved a couple times, and I had a lot of books, and I was like, holy shit, this is so much to move. I'm getting rid of these.
I know what you want. You want a ladder on wheels. That's
Yeah.
I want that, too.
I want to do the bell thing and just roll around.
Yeah, just, like, swing your leg like Stanley Tucci.
No, I would love that.
Just kick your foot off and just be like, ah.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm on board.
The dream.
So you'll get there. Right. It starts with books. It ends with Iranian yogurt.
Absolutely. No, but like I was saying, I'm a huge yogurt fan.
Sweet.
I've been typically on Skyr. That's like the Icelandic.
Do you open it up and it's like, what?
There's a fart at you?
Do you not like yogurt at all?
No, I do. But sometimes you open a yogurt and you're like, oh, God.
It's pretty like solid and then you stir it up and it's got like a good.
Yeah, like when you open it, does it like spit at you a little bit? Just like.
I hate that. You know what he's talking about?
What kind of yogurt are you having?
No, I'm having that yogurt too.
Hell yeah.
All right.
We got fart bags and spitting yogurt.
To put a button on this, I don't think she's the asshole. She's clearly in survival mode and had to get that place was a hazmat issue. She did the right thing.
You got to have balance, like when you're living with someone, of like, this is my collection, but this is also your space. He's not respecting her space at all.
At all. I will say, I would have advised against throwing out all of them in fear of my life.
Yeah.
Because it's like, this is clearly not...
It's true. You're making a bold
move. This is an unstable
move.
Thing that I could be doing.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think she's the asshole, but it is like, you're about to throw out...
She's brave.
You're going to throw out this man's entire collection.
Yeah.
You don't know how much money he spent on this. It's at least $5,000, just if you're doing like typical yogurt math.
Right,
but
yeah.
Then you don't know how much these rare yogurts cost.
Yogurt's expensive.
The verdict is not the asshole. Comments... The Iranian yogurt is not the issue here. I hope at some point in my life I find a way to seamlessly drop that into conversation. Someone said, not the asshole. Seems like he is a hoarder. Hoarders who stock everything away neatly do exist, and him having two rooms full with his collections and him even slightly thinking it's okay to keep old, rotting yogurts speaks volumes. Not to mention those yogurts could turn it into a safety/health hazard. This isn't just him being used to having lots of space. Him buying two more fridges with who knows what kind of an excuse for that, again, speaks volumes. Not to mention him tolerating a smell of rotten milk. He clearly needs to work on this, make sure that he gets some help, because he definitely is a hoarder. Someone said, info. Hi, OP. Just one question. What the fuck? Lastly, someone said, everyone sucks here, but mostly he. He sucks because he is a hoarder who filled your apartment with an utterly absurd collection of rotting milk and now has the gall to stomp his feet over you getting rid of it. You threw out his shit with no warning. If you'd made an ultimatum like, you have 2 days to turn the yogurt collection into a collection of yogurt labels and throw out the rotting dairy, or it all has to go in the trash, I'd be like, slay queen, but as it is, I'm assigning a small part of the blame to you. So it's kind of what we said.
I love how people are breaking this down with like real, like genuine.
Yeah.
There's always a Redditor who like busts out the glasses.
Yeah.
Like, all right, let me.
Yeah.
Let me figure this thing out.
This episode Back to School starts now. Get long-lasting battery life on the Dell XPS laptop powered by Series 3 Intel Core so you can work from anywhere. Now starting at $699, with exclusive student pricing starting at $599. And it's lightweight, portable, and packed with enough processing power to make multitasking a breeze. So say goodbye to distractions. And hello to more free time, because you finished your work faster. Complete your setup with savings on select monitors and more must-have electronics and accessories. Limited-time deals and free shipping on PCs and more await you at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. They make it super simple. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with coverage options tailored to your choices. Plus, you'll see which discounts you may qualify for, like the online quote discount or savings for paying in full. In fact, 99% of Progressive auto customers earn at least one discount. See if you could save when you switch to Progressive. You'll feel good about making a savvy choice. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little extra cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
This episode of Reddit Stories is sponsored by DoorDash. DoorDash makes showing up for the people you love easy. Got you? Delivered? DoorDash. Order now. Smosh has been traveling around the world, Boston, London, Montreal. It has been amazing, but I'm gonna be real with you, those flights exhaust me. You don't get substantial food, it's crowded, I'm tired, and I just want a shower. The first thing I do when I land back here in California is order from my favorite restaurant. I use DoorDash because no one looks good when they get off an airplane. I refuse to be in public. So, snuggling up on the couch with a few of my favorite dishes is the perfect way to end my trip. I order at the moment I'm sitting in my rideshare back to my place, and when I get home, it's there waiting for me. The relief I feel when DoorDash is there, it's one less thing to think about. Maybe I'll convince the Smosh team to have us tour a bit more. What can I say? I love my DoorDash ritual. DoorDash makes showing up for the people you love easy. Got you, delivered, DoorDash. Order now. Back to the show.
Let's move on to our next story. That was a solid one, though. I read that story, and I was like, this is incredible.
Yeah, that's wild.
Now I want yogurt.
I really want to try Cuban and Iranian yogurt.
What was the one that was like a, it was like a, like not spark plugs, but it was like something like that.
Oh yeah, he collected,
I was like, what is that?
I don't know.
It was like the caps for Transformers on power lines.
Yeah.
How is he getting that?
Yeah.
He's climbing.
What is going on?
He's climbing up and getting them.
I mean, he's getting illegal yogurt on the dark web. I'm sure that he's figuring out a way to get those.
What of your collections do you think is the most valuable thing you have?
That's a great question. My children.
Okay.
So I am collecting children.
We'll move on from that.
It is right now isolated to just my own. No, I would say, seriously, I have 3 copies in-box Pokemon games. So I Pokemon Red, Blue, and Gold right now in-box. I bought them like pre-Pokemon Boom, and they are—
Pre-Pokemon Boom as in like—
Logan
in
Paul
90s,
walking or? Out with like a card on his neck and stuff like that. I buy toys that, like, we had as kids. I don't know. You didn't have fart bags, so who knows what you played with.
Okay.
Yeah, what do we do?
I do have, like, the original 151 Pokemon card collection from back when I was a kid.
I thought he was going to say 151 like the alcohol.
What? I do have Bacardi 151.
He's like, I got 151 after they discontinued. I got
a whole fridge full of Bacardi 151, cool. And I'm not drinking it.
Cool. Let me know if you ever want to sell that to me.
Yeah.
You have the whole first collection?
Most of it, yeah. Because like when I was a kid, I was collecting over the course of the years.
But I'll get toys because I was a big Power Rangers kid, and nice. I will let my kids play with them because,
totally.
Like, to me, the idea of like it just sitting there and no one touches it. So like I buy it, the kids play with it.
I have a hard time with leaving something in a package, right? Like I don't do that.
Especially yogurt.
Especially yogurt.
Hell yeah,
gotta eat that yogurt.
Absolutely. I had yogurt this morning.
Skier.
I had some skier.
Skier.
It was incredible.
We need to get some of that Norwegian yogurt.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on over here.
Our next story comes from Am I the Asshole? This was posted this year.
Fresh.
Am I the asshole for telling my best friend's stepbrother that he isn't a short king? Sorry, dude. You're 6'2".
Yeah.
Don't know what to tell you. So this is a 25-year-old man. My best friend, Oliver, who's a 21-year-old man, and I have been friends for 12 years. Honestly, we're more like brothers. I think it's funny, my girlfriend Naomi, who's 25, and I are, I think, pretty average for height. She's 5'7", and I'm 5'11", but Oliver and his girlfriend Angela, who's 24, are on a whole other scale. Oliver is 6'7", and Angela is 6'2". We rarely talk about our heights, but I bring this up because it's important. Oliver and his stepbrother, Jim, who's 22, don't have a great relationship. They didn't really have the chance to interact. Oliver used to live with his mom while Jim lives with Oliver's dad and stepmom. Oliver would invite Jim to do stuff, but Jim never accepted. Anyway, Oliver's dad was having a little get-together yesterday, and he invited the kids that moved out and their parents. Oliver, Angela, Oliver's stepsister, who's 23, and her fiancé, a 25-year-old man, plus Naomi and I, and a couple other close friends. Jim kept coming over to me and telling me that short kings should stick together. He kept trying to say that he and I are short kings because Oliver is so tall, but we aren't. We aren't short. I'm 5'11". If I had to guess, I'd say he's around 6'1". After Oliver and Angela, he's the next tallest. We're tall. Oliver just happens to be extremely tall. Anyway, the 6th time Jim started telling me that, I straight up said, dude, you aren't a short king. You aren't even short. You're taller than almost everyone here. And I guess that pissed him off because he didn't talk to me for the rest of the get-together. I got an Instagram message from Jim this morning about how I humiliated him in front of his family and how he wanted an apology. I just left him on read. I told Oliver about it, and he said I shouldn't apologize. Am I the asshole for saying my best friend's stepbrother isn't a short king?
What the fuck is going on?
He's the only person that's like, no, I'm small.
The only guy in the world is like, I just want to be tiny.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Yeah, I think short kings has become like such a community. This is just someone wanting to be in a community. And you're ripping that. Also, Oliver, short name. Just want to say that. Just want to throw that out.
He's 6'1".
I know.
6'1".
Oliver, when you close your eyes, neither of you close your eyes. Picture someone named Oliver.
You stayed glued to you there.
Yeah, picture someone named Oliver.
Well, I'm picturing a dog, honestly.
Oh, I'm picturing like a little like British orphan, you know?
You're thinking of Oliver Twist. Think of a hungry British guy.
Yeah. It's like even if he was 5'11", I'd be like, oh, no, but all right. But
well, that brings up an incredible debate. Is short king, like, is it relative
to the
people around you?
It is technically relative, right? Because it is based on just the average heights of human beings. And that varies by country. Like, you go to some of those Northern European countries where every guy is like 6 8, then yeah, like if you're 6'2", you are a short king. Yeah, well, we can't.
That's because they start their days with skier.
That's yeah, what, we can't. I think their urinals are like at our neck.
Like showers.
Like, oh, what a lovely water fountain.
I just think it's funny that he's so mad that it's like, hey man, I'm sorry, you're tall.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck, dude.
I hate to break this to you, dude, but you're not a short king. What the fuck?
The fuck are you saying, dude?
It's like you're embarrassing for my whole family's here.
What the fuck?
You're embarrassing me.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's relative to the people who are in the room. I think it's like, bro, this guy is something. I don't know what he is, but he's not a normal person, 6'7".
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I do think that we need to, like, really pick what that word means.
It's fair.
Because it's like...
It's all over the place.
People are like, oh, no, it's a good thing. But it's like, but you're saying it in, like, a condescending way.
For sure.
So is it a good thing or a bad thing? I'm cool with either.
Who are you?
Who is either?
I don't know.
I'm cool with either, but, we should know...
Yeah.
What's going on here? Because everyone being like, you're a short king, and you're like, what the hell? And she's like, oh, it's a compliment. I don't need this.
But clearly this guy really does view it as like a good thing. Wants to be.
Needs it, some
he
would
desperately
say.
Needs it.
Absolutely.
You gotta wonder how this guy called him out. Because maybe that's a lot of it.
I mean, we've all been there where like someone has gotten under our skin to the point where you're just like, you're just shut up. You're not a short king, dude.
Six times also is outrageous.
Yeah.
Like one time you're like, oh, okay, I get it because there's giants here. But then like six times you're like, dude, have another bit. Say anything else.
I think maybe this guy just didn't feel connected to anybody in the room and he's trying to relate to this guy.
Exactly, yeah.
And he's just like, here's our bit. And then for the guy to be like, fuck you, get out of my face.
You can't do six in a row,
like,
though.
I don't belong to, yeah,
just
no.
Just grabs him by the collar, says, you're not,
you're big.
You're big.
It's clearly like a community thing. Like this dude wants to be, he just wants to get like the short king love. He wants to be something and someone. And
yeah.
Maybe he had some 151. Because that might get him a little emotional.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I swear to God, I'm short.
I just don't want to be short, man.
I'll never be that. Like this tall dude. What was the tall dude's name?
It's like Jim or something.
That's a tall name.
I'll be honest with you, in the beginning of that story, I was like, if I have to memorize everything you just said, I'm failing.
Sorry, we're talking about Jim is the one who's 6'1".
Jim, that's a tall, powerful
Jim
name.
Jim does sound like a tall man.
Oliver.
Jim.
I am Jim.
Jim.
Yeah, like
it just hits like...
It's
like
Woodsy.
It is Woodsy.
Lumberjack.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And then Oliver...
Yeah, what are we talking about?
What are we doing here?
He's wearing like an ascot.
He's like, hello.
Yeah,
exactly. What are you doing down there?
Please, more.
Yeah.
The verdict is everyone sucks here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's fair too. I wouldn't be the person who's like, we're not, like, what do I get out of that?
Oh my God, I would.
I'm not with you. You're not short.
We have nothing in common.
Yeah.
I don't like you.
See, if I could see myself being, like, I could see myself going home, not saying anything, going home and just being like, oh my God. But then I could see myself having a couple of drinks and just being like, you're just shut up, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would feel like I would try to, like, give it in, like, a more, like, soft way of being like, dude, like, hey, man. You're pretty tall.
Like, yeah, like you're big.
And that's cool. Like you should love yourself for who you are. Yeah. Like, yeah, dude.
Yeah, you encourage him like a T-ball coach. Yeah, you're like, no, you're good.
No, you're good.
Go get him, sporty.
Yeah, no, you're good. You get up there, you can jump.
You're pretty good.
You probably touch rim.
I like to think of this guy who's 6'1 walking down the street. Whenever he sees like a really short guy, he's just so jealous.
He's 6'1 going up to dudes who are 5'2 and being like, hey, buddy. Me and you, right? Short kings. And they're like, fuck
am I
you.
Right?
Like, yeah, and he's like, getting down, like, hi.
He's like, aren't we the same?
Yeah.
Comments. He was obviously making a stupid joke in comparison to Oliver's height. He probably thought it was hilarious to call y'all short in comparison to him. Since y'all aren't short, the joke could probably land once, but he wore it out. It sounds like you didn't pick up on the joke and took it too literally. Someone replied to that saying, I was also in the stupid joke camp. I am saddened if it wasn't a joke. Someone else replied saying, I'm sure most of us have encountered some random or a family member making a dumb joke and wore it out hours ago and either grin and say, yup, and keep it moving, or you're an asshole that snaps and says, it's not fucking funny, okay, Ted? We got it the first 5 times you said it. You hurt Ted's feelings and embarrassed him, and all he was doing was trying to be funny. And then producer note under this, Emily wrote, wait, who's Ted?
No, that's super fair.
I think they were trying to just like infer like a different situation.
Yeah.
I mean, this just sounds like an absolute nightmare room to be in.
Oh, yeah.
This just, you're surrounded by giants and then one person thinks they're a comedian.
Yeah.
You can't throw 6 in a row at me. Because I will at a certain point be like, we heard it.
Yeah.
You know?
What I do understand in Jim's perspective is going to a party, especially like if it's like a family gathering, where you don't know anybody, but you kind of know one person, or you kind of have like one slight connection with one person, but you don't want to be that person who just like is glued to them. Mm-hmm. But you're like, fuck, otherwise I'm stranded.
Well, I think be a normal person and just follow them around like a dog. Like, don't just like say this joke 10 times in a row.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just kind of like find your way like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But like just kind of be in the vicinity.
Yeah.
But I don't know, 5 jokes in a row, even I would
it's
be
tough.
Like, all right. Like, I'm not that guy. Like, I'm not like, I'm the type of person, I order food at a restaurant, it lands. If it's not what I order, I'm like, ooh, delicious. I'll just eat it. Because I'm afraid to be like,
I am that.
Hey, I didn't order this actually, but someone tells the same joke to me 6 times in a row, I'd be like, hey, got it.
Hey.
Enough.
Yeah, but see, something in that situation, you would look at me and I'd be like, enough. This is not, like, that's the dynamic we got.
Okay. That's convenient.
Frank could do something like this, but only if he said it like the second time and someone was annoyed by it, you're getting 100 of it.
Oh.
He's going to tell the joke 100 times.
Yeah, but like in a like a tongue-in-cheek reference.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, when we were younger, there was a time where we hung out and there was just a bunch of people we didn't know and I decided I was going to laugh like, you ever watch Arrested Development?
Oh, yeah.
Remember when Job, where he's like, so, and I decided I was going to do that the whole night. Pissed everyone off. It didn't matter.
Yeah, he did.
Did not.
You had a great night.
Did not matter. Yeah. Also, breaking up hula hoop games. That was hula hoop contests. That was, he's got to commit. If you know you're being annoying, it's kind of funnier for you to know that everyone else finds you annoying.
Sometimes. If you're lucky,
sometimes
you can push far enough where it gets funny again.
Yes.
So maybe Jim needed to hit that 8th or 9th time.
Yeah.
No, he will,
where you find the sweet spot.
Listen, Frank will dig through the center of the earth to find that funny again. Because the second one is like funnier than the first time.
Yeah.
But you really got to push through, but it's a tough road.
Yeah.
The thing, it was his bachelor party and we were in Austin and we were at a bar and it was like this outdoor place. There was a slide. And then there was, like, people doing a hula hoop. What's going on, by the way?
Contest,
But they were, like, doing, like, a hula hoop thing. And Frank would just walk by and pretend to be, like, calling for someone or looking and, like, knock into people's hula hoops.
Oh, you're just ruining their
time. Strangers.
And, like, the first time, it was funny. Second, third.
First time was a mistake. And he's like, oh, that got everyone to laugh? Guess what?
This is
no one's hula hooping.
This is their one time a year where they get to get together and hula hoop.
It got to the point where he told me, like, you're becoming a liability.
I was like, Frank, we have to leave now.
Yeah.
Or I think I turned to someone else. I'm like, I'm leaving him here. I don't care. I can't be around this.
That's tough because you're the groom. So it's like, okay, we have to let him do stuff.
They I'm had not to above laugh. Leaving the groom.
They had to laugh at me.
We had to stop you.
Yeah.
Lastly, someone said, everyone sucks here. Y'all too old for this. And the last comment, you all need to touch grass.
Ooh.
Damn.
Good one, yeah.
Hit him with that.
Yeah.
Probably very easy for Jim because he thinks he's so small. He's like, oh, you can get right there.
Oh, it's just right there.
it's not far.
It's difficult for Oliver who has to like get on all fours.
Oh, breaks his back getting down there.
Being 6'7" is a joke. That's a joke.
It's silly.
Like, come on.
Because you guys met Rhett and Link. And like, Rhett, you see him and it's like, what are you doing up there?
I didn't like that.
No,
I don't like that. Because there's two of them.
I will tell you this right now. The camera takes away like 6 inches from someone's height.
100%.
Because
we have met several people and like we're like, both Rhett and Link, we did some stuff with Dr. Mike. He's tall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So many tall people.
You never really realize with YouTubers. Because they're mostly, they're either sitting down, you don't really get a gauge of it.
Yeah.
You meet them and it's always shocking.
Yeah.
Dude, Rhett and Link, I just didn't really like that. We walked in,
scary.
I'm like, both of you?
Yeah.
Really? Like, I get it, one of you, but both? Yeah. Like, what are the chances of this?
No, truly working there, because we were working, like, in their same studio for a couple of years, and you'd be, like, in a room doing something, and suddenly you'd turn around, and he would truly come through the door like Gandalf in Fellowship. Yeah. We'd be like, you're like, hello there! And you're like, ah!
We were in Mythical last year, and we met them for the first time, and the first thing we said, we're like, fuck, dude, these guys are so tall. And then I came back for, like, this Golden Globes thing, right? And you had to wear like a suit and like dress nice. So I'm in the hotel room with Greg and I wore a burgundy suit. And I was like, in my head, I didn't say it out loud, but in my head, I'm like, there's a chance that the staff is wearing this color. Like it's just one of those colors. Well, sure enough, when I got there, the staff was wearing the color and I was like, great. The first people we see, Rhett and Link. I'm like, Jesus! Now I'm dressed like the staff and I look like I'm an aunt. Yeah. I'm like, this is a horrible night. But
tough.
It's tough, man. It's tough out here.
Tough for him.
It's tough for him. That was a really tough night.
Not for me.
All right, let's move on to our next story. This next one comes from Am I the Asshole? This was posted in November of 2024. Guy on New York City subway. New York City?
Hey! That's a place.
Guy on New York City subway refused to move his satchel from the seat next to him so I can sit. Am I the asshole for sitting anyway? I boarded the train after work during peak hour. I noticed there was only one potential seat left in the train car. This well-kept guy had a double seat to himself, wearing good slacks, designer leather shoes, and a trench coat. He was sitting in the middle and had placed his satchel on the left of him. There was space next to his right, but not enough for me to sit comfortably. I tried to get his attention so I can ask him to move over. He had his earbuds on and looked straight ahead as I waved. I knew he could see me, so I leaned a bit over to be more in his field of view. He took his sweet time to look up at me. I politely asked for him to move a bit over so I could sit. He looked at me up and down, down and up, actively checking me out before saying, "For you, I'd rather not." I am a diagnostic medical sonographer, having just got off a 10-hour shift at my hospital. I had a long day, which included finding advanced cancer in an 8-year-old. I wanted to sit, and I said, "Excuse me, seats aren't for your bag or for you to hog to yourself." He again checks me out in disgust before saying, "I'm not arguing about a seat, especially with you looking like that." How was I looking? Tired, with my hair up in a messy bun. I'm somewhat average built, thick legs, tall, in case you were wondering. So I said, "I worked a long day, just like you, and there's no way you're implying that your bag is going to occupy a seat before a paying passenger." The vibe he was giving was very much a, "You're not worthy to be in my presence, let alone sit next to me, peasant," vibe. I was taken aback, to be frank. Frank?
Hey.
He said... He said, "Like I already told you, I'm not arguing over a seat," and then proceeded to stare ahead into the abyss again in the attempt to ignore me. The bitch switch was flipped at that point. That empty space to his right, I decided to wedge myself in. I was sitting one way or another, and as I got to do so, he slides over so I end up brushing his lap and tried to push me from behind so I'd fall face first. He was on that type of petty time, and I had the time too. He was short, definitely not as strong as me, so I stood my ground and wouldn't let him shove me face first. He's actively pushing me forward, and I'm forcing myself to stay in place. In the scuffle, his man purse fell, and the seat to his left was now completely available. So I sat like musical chairs. And boy, did he not like that I won a seat. He grabbed his man purse from the floor and decided to stand in front of me. I assumed to try and assert his frail male ego, I mean dominance, over me. After a shouting match in which he quickly realized that I wasn't going to back down from, he then continued to go on a whole rant to himself about bitches gotta respect when they're not given a seat, and a bitch like me is probably ran through and no man wants bitches like that. Oh, and the fat bitches like me should be walking home, not taking a train.
What is going on?
I don't know. This is New York City.
No.
"Sorry, I consume food and not crack, sir." I looked him dead in his eye and laughed at him the entire time. He also did not like that, but I definitely wasn't going to have him think I wouldn't bust his ass if it came down to it. I grew up with boys, and I definitely could have taken on his Oompa Loompa self. He ranted on and off throughout the entire 35-minute train ride. Before he got off, he said, "Don't get passed around too much this holiday." And I laughed and said, "You must have me confused for your mama, sir. Have a nice Thanksgiving." Am I the asshole for making my way into a seat I essentially paid for?
It's the greatest city in the world. It's the greatest city in the world. That is why you live in New York.
Yeah.
You want that.
See, I understand why New York City could be overwhelming and scary for people because of stories like that. The subway is, at times, the Wild West.
Yeah. Totally.
That is insanity, though. I mean, we've seen some stuff on the subway. That is...
I could tell you, as someone who grew up taking the subway, if I go to sit down and someone's like, "No," I'm getting off the train. Because clearly there's something going on here and there's psychos on the train.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to play this game. I'm certainly not going to assert myself and sit on his purse or whatever she said.
She's tired, though. She worked at... She gave her background of, like, the day she's had.
She's like, I found... She knew that she was, like, gonna get to the point where she was also giving it back to this guy. And she'd be like, you know, I did find cancer in an 8-year-old, so, like, let's take it with that as well.
I'm assuming she's in, like, scrubs or, like, medical...
Assuming, yeah.
And I'm like, damn, so you're really gonna, like, deny a medical professional.
How far we've come from when they were, you know, the New York was, like, their heroes, and now he's calling her a bitch.
It's literally, and it's also, like, that scene in Harry Potter where Voldemort and Harry Potter are, like, their wands are at each other, and it's like, they're, like, pushing each other. And she's like, I'm bigger than you. And he's like, I've got a purse and I'm a man.
Yeah. From my perspective, he's like pushing her butt. Like she's like fighting back.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, wow. All right.
I don't really like musical.
She also was trying to paint a very comedic picture. She's like, his man purse fell. Like,
she was short. What was it? He was short and small and not strong.
And also not strong.
No,
she hates this man.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I do too, from the sound of it.
And what was it, his rule? He said something.
Don't be bitches for bitches be bitches or something.
Bitches gotta respect when you deny them a seat.
He started throwing out poetry.
Right.
Clearly, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a beautiful haiku.
Yes.
Yeah.
He had written those down.
Yeah,
he got them from somewhere, but I'd love to see what kind of podcast he listens to.
Right.
I think the LA equivalent is like when you're driving. Like, drivers in LA are crazy. When someone's doing some insane shit, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to try to win here because you might have a gun.
Yeah.
And I'm scared of you. So I kind of am, like, I let people get away with shit sometimes.
Subway's one of those places, like, it's like, you ever see the thing where it's like there's rules to, like, picking the urinal in a bathroom?
Yeah.
That, like, if there is one seat open between two other people, leave it alone.
Yeah.
You don't take that.
Really?
Because you don't know why that's open. There's oftentimes you'll get on the subway and you'll see like a puddle of liquid of some sort. Oh. So like, it's just best if you
might
see,
be for your own safety.
Exactly. So it's kind
of— They're like warning you.
People also say that if you get in a train car and there's a lot of open seats—
Get out.
Also a problem.
It's like, what's going on
here? Too good to be true.
What's going on
here? Because like people that move into the city, they have to learn that. But like you learn it very, very quickly. Like we grew up and it was like characters, man.
Yeah.
Character. Yeah. Like literally like what you see online where like you'll sit down and there will be people like doing like breakdance flips in your face and
stuff.
That's
awesome.
Literally doing
like
like a backflip and it's like touching the hair of your nose. And you're like, they never hit anybody.
It brushes your front hairs.
Literally. Yeah,
that's so
crazy.
Cool.
Have you been on a subway at the time?
Yeah. I've been on the subway in New York several times. It's just intimidating. I mean, New York in general intimidates me because I've grown up completely in the Southwest, where there's just so much space. You're never, like, boxed in with other people, like, moving around. So, like, in New York, immediately you come out and you're just in crowds constantly. And everybody's so used to it. But in LA, we meet people, like, every person you see, you kind of give the, like, hey, how's it going? Like, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You have to stop doing that immediately in New York because nobody's doing it to you.
Yeah.
And also, you run into 20 people immediately within the first 5 seconds.
Right. Yeah. You can't say hello to 20 people on the street.
You cannot.
Also, I remember, like, one of the first times I was in Denver, I was walking around and some random lady was like, good morning. I was like, the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
What the fuck does she want?
Like, I don't have anything. What do you?
No.
I was like, yo, we just left our Airbnb, and she said good morning. Like, she's coming back tonight. Like, she knows we're staying there.
This is Colorado. You're up in the Rockies. You may not see someone for 2 weeks.
Yeah, dude.
You get lost.
Yeah.
So I was like, the fuck? Good morning? What is that?
That doesn't make sense. Yeah, because no one, I don't think I heard a good morning until I left, like, 18 when I went to college.
Yeah.
Everything before that was just, like, just grunts.
Totally.
You know? Yeah.
Oh, or just nothing. I remember the first time, like, I was in New York and I went to, like, a CVS and I needed to just get some, like, random shit. And I truly was like, oh, thank you. And I think the cashier just looked at me dead in the face and was like,
well, like, those pleasantries at a certain point.
You get so tired.
Inefficient.
You
cannot. It's just like, don't please me, don't thank you because you're not getting it back.
And it's kind of refreshing. I was like, this is cool. You guys, there's almost more of a connection between New Yorkers in that way.
I mean, think about it like this. How long does it take you to say thank you? Half a second.
But
think of a half a second times 400,000 in a day. That's a lot of seconds.
It's very true.
So, like, New Yorkers are just, like, efficient, you know?
It's
like, we don't need this. We don't need pleasantries.
This episode of Reddit Stories is sponsored by Wayfair. It's back to school season, which means it's time to get your dorm ready or give your space a little summer refresh. After a busy summer, I love getting everything back in order, and there's no better time to spruce up my place before the holiday season begins. That's why I use Wayfair. Wayfair's furniture is built for everyday use and is designed to last. I recently got a new desk from them, and it feels incredibly durable and high quality. I was able to find a piece that perfectly matched my style without going over budget. Wayfair makes shopping so easy with helpful search filters and over 20 million verified five-star reviews from real shoppers. I especially love when people post photos in their reviews. It makes finding exactly what I'm looking for a breeze. Join Wayfair. Back to school starts now. Get long-lasting battery life on the Dell XPS laptop powered by Series 3 Intel Core so you can work from anywhere. Now starting at $699, with exclusive student pricing starting at $599. And it's lightweight, portable, and packed with enough processing power to make multitasking a breeze. So say goodbye to distractions. And hello to more free time, because you finished your work faster. Complete your setup with savings on select monitors and more must-have electronics and accessories. Limited-time deals and free shipping on PCs and more await you at dell.com/deals. That's dell.com/deals.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. They make it super simple. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with coverage options tailored to your choices. Plus, you'll see which discounts you may qualify for, like the online quote discount or savings for paying in full. In fact, 99% of Progressive auto customers earn at least one discount. See if you could save when you switch to Progressive. You'll feel good about making a savvy choice. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little extra cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Fords today to get 5% back on every purchase and start saving on your next home upgrade. Head to wayfair.com to shop all things home. That's wayfair.com. Wayfair, every style, every home.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Back to the show.
The verdict is not the asshole for her, that she stood her ground, she fought.
Oh, yeah.
And they're on her side. Comments, as a lifelong New York City subway rider, this took too long. Refuse to acknowledge you when asking for a seat. Don't ask again. Just sit, especially after a long day. He had it coming, refusing to acknowledge you early on. I would have read into his outfit, sized up his knuckles, do less work than you, and be ready to throw hands. Enjoy the holiday.
sized up his knuckles?
I don't even know
what that means.
Yeah.
Just like pull up your pants square up.
A lot of comments are thinking this story is fake.
Yeah, I honestly got that a little bit.
Yeah. Someone else said, you don't sound like you're from New York City. This argument wasn't that significant. I've seen far more interesting things with no recording happening, including recently a far more dramatic seat-related one. I'm not sure if it actually happened or not, but your reasoning doesn't match the reality I've experienced plenty of times. Someone said, to be honest, this sounds perfectly Philly to me. Oh.
Dude, Philly is another world, man.
Yeah, I've heard.
Philly is another world.
I've never been to Philly, but...
Sucks. I mean... He said it. I don't know if any Philly people in the house. We apologize.
I just hate Philly like sports. So.
Well, yeah, they win the Super Bowl and they destroy the city.
But also the last time I was in Philly, I got sick and I was like, this fucking city.
Yeah. They fucking did this to me.
I got a flat tire and I was just like, this place
sucks.
Yeah,
and he got a flat tire, same time. I was like, yeah, the city sucks. We were like,
find a way to blame Philly for
everything. It's a very interesting place. I will say the line about like, where he's like, don't get passed around during the holiday season. He was sitting there and he was thinking so hard, like, I need to absolutely eviscerate her with something. And he came up with that.
No, he's
sucked.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's
don't have a lot of sex over the holiday. What?
Yeah.
Yeah. The fuck?
Am I supposed to be hurt by this?
Lastly, someone said, fellow New York City strap hanger, not the asshole all day. He knows better than that. That guy is lucky that you weren't a crazy person. To be honest, I usually don't get into it with random people on the MTA because you never know if someone is unwell.
Yeah. I mean, there have been videos that have come out of like crazy stuff. So, you're not going to, whatever. I'll stand, you know.
Totally.
I'd also rather stand because there's the whole thing when you have a seat, at least for me, like when I have a seat, I'm like, First of all, when the train is packed, you got everyone's balls and they're right here. I'm like, I'm good. I don't need this.
For sure.
And people are like leaning because the train is.
Why are the balls at your eye line?
Because I'm sitting down and they're standing. Oh,
and they're gotcha. All 6'7".
Yeah, that's right. They're 6'7".
They're yeah. all really tall.
But it's like everyone's crotch is right there. I'm like, I'm good. But yeah. also then you get into this thing where you want to offer your seat for somebody. Like I remember when I was in high school, when I would get on the bus, it would be kind of packed sometimes. And a woman would get on the bus and I'm like 17 years old. And this woman, I don't know, maybe she was like 40 or something, but I'm like, do I get up or is she going to be offended that I think she's like geriatric? Like, hey,
sure.
sit down, grandma.
Yeah, are you okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like,
hold her hand.
I'm overthinking too much. So I'm like, sure. I'll just stand everywhere.
There's also, I mean, the typical thing with being on any form of public transportation is like when you're sitting this close to someone, like when it stops, you guys are going to like bang yeah. together and rattle together. So
yeah,
just stand up. Just stand up and hold the yeah. pole that has every germ imaginable on it.
And then lick your hand afterwards.
Lick your hand.
Yeah. Let's build the immune system.
Get acclimated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get acclimated,
yeah,
yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
It's part of the New York experience.
Yeah. Who doesn't love some cholera or whatever yeah. it's called?
What the fuck is that?
Damn.
Is that a new one?
Cholera's been around.
Cool. I'm not going to tell you about it. Go figure it out.
All right. Our next story comes from Am I the Asshole, posted in November of 2023.
It was a solid year.
I mean, yeah.
I don't know what happened.
I don't remember.
Barbenheimer.
Oh, Barbenheimer. Jesus, was that 3 years ago?
It will be.
I haven't seen either of them.
It will be.
They're good.
It seems messed up that you didn't watch Barbie. We watched Barbie for the culture, obviously.
Yeah, sure.
So.
Out of respect for
someone
society.
Someone here, if you don't watch Barbie, you hate women. Just want to tell you that.
Yeah.
I want a lawyer.
Am I the asshole for causing a scene after I, a 23-year-old man, lost a costume contest to a dog? Three. Put the age of the dog in there.
The dog is three.
Which is around the same age. So yeah. they're
right.
peers.
Yeah.
We actually read this story about a year ago in one of our live shows, but we didn't tape it. So I'm very excited to be reading this here.
Okay. Now.
It's an incredible one. I am genuinely losing my mind here. So I love Halloween. I love making costumes and put a lot of effort into it. My friend hosted a big Halloween party at her place and said there would be a costume contest for who had the best Halloween costume under $50. Third and second place would win $25 and first would win $50. So not a huge money prize, but enough to offset the price of the costume. And to me, it was more about the fun of the game. I wanted to win, so I pulled out all the stops and went as Zorro from One Piece and only had to buy $40 worth of material. When I got to the party, I saw other costumes and there were some fierce competitors, but honestly, I think I had the best costume. I thought maybe it was too obscure to people who don't know anything about anime and that might not go well, but it was a good costume. When the winners were announced, I got second. This bummed me out kind of, but hey, I still did well. And again, if I had went with something more ubiquitous, maybe people would have got it. However, the issue arose when they announced first place. First place was a dog dressed like a pirate in one of those shitty Party City pirate costumes. So if I had lost to another person, I wouldn't have cared. But I had a few drinks in me and my inhibitions were lowered and it was a fucking dog.
Yep.
So I out loud asked the host, really? The dog won? And she said yes and was gushing about how cute he looked. I said that it was a dog and it didn't even have a say in what it was going as. I told her that this didn't seem exactly fair. She told me to lighten up and that it was supposed to be fun. I told her that it's ridiculous. She's about to give the $50 prize to the owner for spending $20 on a cheap Walmart dog costume when me and whoever was in third place actually made our costumes. She got mad that I called her ridiculous and things kind of escalated into a full-blown argument that required my friend breaking us up. I was then kicked out of the party for embarrassing the host like that. So I don't think I'm the asshole because, like, obviously that's not fair. If it was a dog costume contest, but having a bunch of people compete and lose to someone's inbred bulldog is so fucking unfair. I think I was justified in saying what I said. People there said that I should have just taken the 25 and called it a day. Am I the asshole?
This is an I think you should leave sketch.
Oh yeah, 100%.
The fucking dog one?
What the fuck is he even wearing?
Is that the fucking dog? The dog can't even speak. Dude, that is so funny. Also,
just digging your heels in.
I am on board with this person. They are absolutely not the asshole.
Yeah.
I would have been right there and I would have been veins popping out of my head screaming, it's a fucking dog.
You'd have joined his pirate crew.
I would have been mad.
You have to imagine, he's drunk, dressed as Zorro from One Piece.
Yeah.
Fighting people.
The pride that goes into putting a costume together.
It's like, true.
You put work into it, and to just be absolutely, oh, I'm angry for this person.
I think there's something hilarious about you're going to a costume party, and then as soon as you get in there, you size everyone up, being like, no, I got this shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, bro, it's supposed to be fun. Like, what are we doing
here? It's for $50.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. The first place prize, you win your money back. Right? Like, that's kind of all it is. Because, like, okay, it has to be under $50, so if you spend
$50 amount doesn't matter. It's about pride.
It's pride. Oh, he doesn't
give a shit. It is 100% about pride. If I lose to a dog in anything costume-related, I am absolutely...
I immediately was like, losing in a race?
Yeah.
Yeah. If I get outrun by a dog, I'm like, I think you should expect that.
Anything costume related, there's one thing that you could possibly...
Scorched
specifically
earth.
Specifically dog.
Scorched earth. I'm absolutely... And everyone at the party is getting it. If I see anyone defending that dog, your costume sucks, you suck, every single person there.
He's like, shut the fuck up, Batman, who asked you? Dumbass.
Stay out of this Green Lantern. This is between pirates right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the dog is also a pirate. He lost to another pirate, but like a shitty pirate.
Dude, and also getting kicked out, like on the way out, I'm just imagining, am I fucking nuts?
Yeah.
It's a dog.
Yeah, like the kicking and screaming.
Just hear him
dragged out of a party while the dog is just sitting there chewing on a bone or something.
Yeah, everyone's like having fun and like talking and like having drinks. And he's like, is no one... upset about this? We're being robbed.
There's a conspiracy going on here.
It would have gotten, and I'm a huge dog lover. I love animals. In that moment, I would have hated every dog on the planet.
Because
it would have been an affront to the human race.
Yeah.
You've won a costume contest, right?
I have won a costume contest.
What did you dress up as?
Yeah, that's a good question. What did you dress up as?
I've won two costume contests.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
What was the second one?
First one was at our...
You should let a dog win one.
It was our...
You got two in the back.
Honestly, Christ, no. Man. I would have been so pissed. It was at like our second grade Halloween, and I dressed up as Goldberg from WCW.
Wait, second grade?
Yeah.
Where? In a class?
No, we had like the Halloween dance at school. And I was Goldberg, and I won because I was in character.
I was giant and bald.
Yeah.
I was in character. That's why I won. I was walking around. I was like... You know.
Okay.
And then I won, I can't remember exactly what I dressed up as.
Oh, you know what? It's coming to me right now. He was Two-Face?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he...
Which one? Like, from Dark Knight?
Like Aaron Eckhart.
Okay, yeah.
You know?
So it was like, it was a really good costume.
Cool.
So he was wearing a shirt, and it was like, he like burned it. So it was like half burned.
Whoa.
Or whatever.
And the pants, I like lit them, legit like lit them on fire with Axe body spray.
Most importantly, half his face as well was...
No. We're very careful with what we say.
It was
a dark red,
right.
But in pictures, it can appear to be darker.
Yes.
Ah, got it.
So if you see a picture of it, you're like, what are you, Frank?
It was a
burgundy. And you won first place.
I won. And let me tell you something.
The judges.
And if I had lost to a dog.
Devastating.
To a dog.
A dog just with a Riddler hat on.
I mean, I remember. It was at a bar.
Robin? What the fuck?
I was at a bar, and it was like, the prize was like, it was like $200 in a bar.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
damn.
It was.
Yeah, and I had drank enough to warrant needing that.
Bacardi 151.
It will get you, you know, but I did win. And I remember the other people there were like Party City costumes. It was like dressed up as like Smurfs and stuff like that.
Yeah, he walked in there and he blew the roof off, honestly.
Yeah. You cared.
You dressed as something.
I just put on like a wig.
A wig and glasses. And
are you not a big costume guy?
I mean, I didn't know that we were going out that day.
So
I was like, oh!
That's tough.
He's not a big Halloween guy.
I'm not a big costume person either, because we dress up so much here that I'm like, I don't want to do
that.
This is my job.
I'm like,
I'm not like a huge Halloween person, but if I'm going to something, I think that you have to like dress up.
Oh, yeah.
Like I'm not going to go and just dress like this and everyone's in costume.
I'm not going to do that.
I'm above it. Like, nah.
I got to be respectful, but I'm not typically the one to put in a ton of effort.
Are there any costumes you've put like effort into that you're super proud of?
There was a couple years ago, my wife really helped me like get into it. The Ryan Gosling from Blade Runner.
So you just dressed up as another good-looking white guy?
Okay, no. We did the whole makeup and like we got the like
oh, like a little blood on the side of his mouth.
It was
because
a
he
whole
got punched.
Thing, no.
I had a nosebleed and I was hot.
We did specific stuff.
Who are you? Punched in the face? No, I'm Ryan Gosling.
Okay. Shit. The verdict was asshole. Their verdict was like, hey, dude.
I forget what story we're on now.
We're on the dog.
Dog. Oh, yeah.
You lost to a dog. Because it's just like, hey, you gotta take it.
Yes.
They didn't establish a ton of rules, but, you know, the rules weren't laid out in writing. Yeah. It was just like, hey, it's a costume contest. Now, if I am going into a costume contest and they tell me a dog is competing, I'm pulling out. Because you're gonna lose.
Yeah.
Dog is gonna win.
Yeah.
He's the asshole because he took it too far.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're there for the party. It's you're not there, to win $50.
Oh, that seemed to be all he cared about.
I have a question. Does this make me the asshole that, like, it also would have depended on the type of dog?
Well, it's a bulldog.
I love bulldogs. Love them. But, like, if I lost to, like, a Pomeranian or a Chihuahua, I am furious. Oh. If it's a Golden Doodle or, like, a Labrador or something like that, I'm less angry, still furious.
Comments, you're the asshole. I respect the work you put into your costume for the money you saved doing so. I also understand that you were frustrated with the whole situation and the alcohol didn't help, but here's the thing. You lost to a dog. Get over it. Your friend clearly likes dogs over people, and regardless of what the dog was dressed as, it probably would have won anyway. You recouped some of the money you spent. Apologize to your friend, the dog's owner, and anyone else you got into an argument with. There will be other Halloween parties in the future. Maybe just accept the invites for ones that are no pets allowed. Someone else said, why did you think that the dog wouldn't win? It's a dog dressed like a pirate. You're a dude dressed up like a dude. Of course the dog was going to win.
That's
if you had
argument.
Dressed like a dog, you might have won. You're the asshole. I love that he was so mad he came home and he wrote this out.
Also gave the alternative, like if it was a dog contest and I pulled up and I was Zorro and I won, it's like, all right, dude.
Valid.
You're going crazy.
Be honest.
Yeah.
Would you be angry?
I'm trying to put myself in these shoes because I wouldn't compete because I don't care.
Because you don't
enough.
Care, yeah.
Trying to lace up these boots.
I'd be maybe a little annoyed, but I would not say anything. I would not be frustrated enough to say anything.
The only possible way that I would be upset at something like this is if the prize was legitimate.
Oh, yeah.
Like if it was like $1,000 and you gave it to a dog, I'd be like, bro, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Like but it's $50.
I think I also love dogs, so if I saw a dog in a pirate costume, I'd be like, you gotta give him first place.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, look at this little guy.
Man. Any other place but second also, I'd be like, how are you gonna give it to that guy when this dog is right here?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
You guys are better people than
I am. It's also kind of an equalizer. If at the party you're like worried of like, I hope people aren't mad at each other for who got first place, give it to the dog so that nobody's mad at you. Like, it's just like, oh, we all lost to this dog.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't be mad at the dog.
And it's $50.
$50.
Yeah. He won. But the dog isn't getting the $50. It's its owner is getting the $50 and he's gonna use it on who knows what.
I mean, it's fine. It's fine.
It's not, and so if I will say this, I will recant and apologize if the owner, man or woman, or however they choose to identify, says, like, I used that $50 to buy the dog a treat or food. Then I'm like, you know what? Okay, you did the right thing. But if they're just like, oh, look, we went out to lunch and I had a steak sandwich, doubling my anger.
Mm.
So you care what the people spend their money on?
Absolutely, because that's my money they took.
What's funny about this guy is he's not mad at the dog's owner. He's mad at the dog. He's mad.
Who even let this piece of shit in here?
All right, let's move on. Our next story comes from Am I the Asshole? Another one from 2019. Am I the asshole for telling a friend's friend that he couldn't keep the jackpot that he hit on my antique slot machine? About $700.
I thought it was going to be like $700,000 because you said jackpot.
Well, a jackpot on like a little antique slot machine.
Okay.
That he had in his house.
$700.
Yeah. I'm aware of this story. I have read this story before long ago. It is a good one. I had a party at my house last night. I have an antique slot machine from the 1940s that is in absolutely spotless and working condition in my living room. My grandma was a showgirl. She got it while dating a count room guy prior to meeting my grandpa. Over the years, people have played it and maybe won a few quarters here and there, maybe a max of $50 at a time. As far as I know, the jackpot was never hit on it. So however it works, there was probably about $700 in the jackpot reserve that had built up over the years. I'd never bothered to have it cleaned out since it just seemed like a fun novelty. Well, a friend's friend hit the jackpot last night. I was fucking floored when he legit thought he could keep my $700. His case was he'd been playing with his own money, and I would have kept his quarters. My argument was I'd be happy to give him his quarters back if he'd asked, but I'm not a casino, and while I'm not destitute, I can't afford to give someone $700. Argument caused the party to wind down, and one of my best guy friends basically told the guy he'd be in real shit if he tried to leave with the money, but the guy left threatening to come back with the cops and sue me in small claims court. I have no idea if that was realistic, but no cops came back. So was I the asshole for not letting him keep the money? This is crazy.
What kind of person is this? That is.
We've got all sorts of like different sorts of like old school villains. Like guy who collects yogurt.
Yeah.
Guy who hates dogs.
From like the Batman 60s.
The gambler.
Come in here and leave your money, but don't win it, and I can't give you. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
It's not your money. Oh. I'm not a casino. Correct. So yeah. You have a collection of people's money. You're a thief, is what you are.
I wish I could ask a lawyer, though, if cops come back, he's like, I was gambling. It's like, aren't you all in trouble? Like, is it this?
Yeah, exactly.
Is it this?
Yeah. Excuse me, authorities, we just ran an illegal gambling ring.
I have a slot machine that I'm like, isn't that, you would get in trouble if you're operating it. I don't know. I don't know that shit.
Dude. I kind of agree with you.
I would need to know. Now, I would be pissed. There's a lot of different situations. If I had the slot machine in my house and I was just putting quarters in it every day, and then a friend came over and put one quarter in and then won all the money that I had been putting into it. I'd be like, hey, like, that's, I've been putting money into this thing for a long time. But it's also like,
I mean, but if you, as the owner of the slot machine, are allowing other people to play, you are, in theory, like, relinquishing the opportunity that they might win. It might be a really small percentage.
You need to keep tabs on who all's putting money
in. So, like, either you don't let them play and they don't get anything in there, or you do let them play and they get the opportunity to win it, right? Am I crazy? And it's $700. Like, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
$700 in quarters, too.
And they're like doing it with the shirt where they're like,
They're like, whoa!
Yeah, like, you need to walk over to them and be like, why don't we get you a steak dinner, huh?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Walk off with them.
Yeah, we'll count that for you.
Ooh. I'm thinking about the feng shui of this living room.
Yeah, where is it? Because this has got to be a pretty decent sized slot machine.
Dude, you know how good it probably feels to crank that son of a bitch down?
A 1940s one? Well, they do, you still can crank them at like, you can also just press the button.
Ugh. Stupid.
It's just fake.
Dumb.
I hate the button.
I need the old school ones. Even the computerized ones, I'm like, they're rigged. I'm never going
to
win anything.
So
I'd like to crank pretty much everything.
On camera?
Nope. Pretty much everything, though. Like, if I could turn on the electricity of my house with that, like, switch like that, I'm into that.
Like the Tower of Terror.
Yeah, like Frankenstein, like that kind of thing.
No, it, like, sucks. Like, think about this with, like, modern cars, how it's all, like, electric panel stuff. I miss, like, I want to dial things.
We have said this. We have lost out on buttons, levers. Levers are so sick.
I love levers.
We need them.
I also like the roll down of, like, fuck are you saying?
I want that
because
as an option.
Because if I'm going to yell at someone, the effort going into rolling this down makes it more like,
you know what I need? You can keep everything. Give me back the phone. Give me back the what? Fucking.
Yeah.
And just hang it up.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Slam it down or like a payphone and you're just beating the payphone.
It's not the same. Like being able to just be like, what? Bang. And then just the sound of the click.
Yeah. Or like even a flip. Like if we have to go there, like that's fine.
Or even like the old phones. Like you can just bang, bang, bang.
You're like dialing in.
Yeah, like I slam it like De Niro.
We have nowhere to put our rage nowadays.
I know, dude. I mean, slamming, I've done that so many times just because like it's for fun, like in a movie.
You just press the button on your iPhone and then just.
Well, the iPhone is so wacky.
You're like, break it.
All right, whatever.
It
does nothing for me. Yeah.
It sucks.
Let me throw this.
I mean, pillows. Pillows get a lot of it, and you know, in my house.
No, I'll but you're talking about like into a pillow? Tough, like buttons and like clicking things and stuff.
I don't know. Keyboards. Smashing keyboards.
I saw so many keyboards. Someone was showing like, oh, for their baby, they made one of those like busy boards where it's a bunch of like things. And I remember looking at it and being envious of this baby.
Yes.
Of like, I miss that.
Dude,
I want that.
They have one where it has like buttons, a knob, like a dial that like clicks.
I have that.
And do you?
I have one, yeah. I legitimately have one of these squares. My sister bought it for me.
No, it's fucking awesome. I mean, look, I still drive like a 2012 Honda Civic, so it's still got all the buttons and shit.
Nice.
And I'm like, this is prime.
Yeah.
This is luxury now.
Absolutely, volume should be on a
Yeah.
Just to like this.
I don't want
to
just be like,
oh my God.
Or this. You know how like some of the steering wheels have like the volume up control on
I'm
there?
Not into it.
Bring us back to the times where we could crank
it.
Yeah.
So maybe you could argue if you are operating this slot machine, but you need to have this in writing of like, hey, you are paying money to experience the joy of the crank.
It's
not about gambling.
So many other ways to explain that.
You get to crank it.
You want to enjoy this crank?
Right in my living room?
Give me a quarter. Yeah. Also,
are you cranking it in my living room?
Grandma, former showgirl. We know what that was.
What's going on?
Fuck yeah, that's awesome. That.
In the 40s?
You know Grandpa hated that slot machine.
Yeah.
She's like, this is my most prized possession. Got it from my ex. And he's just like, fuck
this thing.
God damn.
Yeah.
I feel like also, if I'm going to my friend's house and he has one of these things, and I'm like, oh, like a thing. And he's like, yeah, you got to put quarters in. I'm like, no. What?
Yeah, switch
like,
it for a tap or something.
How do all of his friends have quarters?
Like, that's another thing. Yeah. Who's got change?
Carrying cash? No way.
The verdict is asshole. Comments, you're the asshole. You left money in the machine knowing people might win some of it.
Yep.
You were perfectly fine letting people use it as though it were real and keeping their money if they didn't win and let the jackpot build. And now that someone actually won, you don't want it to be real anymore. 15,000 upvotes. Someone said, I think this is the best comment here. Originally, I was going with not the asshole because I thought it was a bit tacky for the friend to think he should get a payout from a novelty machine that's in someone's home. But I think you're right, and I agree with you're the asshole. OP knew there was a possibility of someone hitting the jackpot eventually and never made it clear with his friends what his expectations were if anyone ever hit it. And if he never intended to pay out any winnings, then he should have had a policy in place where he gives people their losses back instead of keeping their money. Someone else said, not the asshole. I don't usually post in here, but seeing everyone claim you're the asshole for not giving this dude $700 seems asinine to me. He could not have had the same expectation here as he would in a real casino of winning a bunch of money. I doubt it is even legal anywhere in the U.S. to do that, so why would he expect it at some guy's house? You weren't exactly smart about this or previous times, but you're not the asshole for not giving him $700. I'm assuming that you didn't rack up the $700+ from other people's money. If so, then you are running an illegal casino, and not only do you owe that guy the $700, but you're also treading thin ice that the cops don't bust down your door. In the future, don't let people play with their own money. Clean the machine out and let people play using your quarters. There will never be hard feelings that way. 11,000 upvotes.
Who's that dork? What the heck?
That's a guy who knows casino law.
You're skating on thin ice here. The police can get... Shut up.
Well, that's grandma's ex-boyfriend that said that. that's exactly who said that. I used to work in an account room.
Yeah, I know this stuff. We have an update.
Oh,
so OP made a lot of edits and updates to this post, up to 12, so we've picked some of our favorites and trimmed for time. Okay, so he wrote, edit, sorry guys, I can't answer such witticisms as, why are you so shitty? Because I've been banned. Wow, so since I'm a baby gangster who has been running an illegal gambling operation, both things that have been said, I might as well just go whole hog and start running guns and pimping underage Andean alpacas to people who would pay for the privilege. I'm really that bad? I just thought I had a cool thing my step-grandma got by banging a dude from the count room.
Got it. There it is.
Jesus exactly. Christ. Edit 3, gotta address this one directly. If this was really last night, give it a week or a month and see how many friends, especially mutual friends, are no longer talking to you. Forget our votes. Listen to those. Also, forget small claims. You need to worry more about hearing from your state's gambling commission. And he was lying about much he put into the machine, too. He said $75. Who the fuck walks around, much less even gets $75 in quarters when going to a party at a stranger's house? And in addition, I will gladly call our state gaming commission, Arizona, and ask what trouble I might be in. I will also update on when I can. People can't be this dramatic in real life. I'm a ducking Instagram influencer for my job, the phoniest, most vapid, saddest job a person can have right now, and I'm still blown away by some of these comments. Call me you're the asshole all you like, but don't be stupid and claim to have knowledge you don't in the process. Edit number 7.
Jeez.
This guy.
God.
Holy.
Oh my God.
Fuck. I think he's getting asshole because everyone's just like, you guys, you stop.
Shut up.
Just relax.
You're chronically
stop,
online.
Dude.
If you're bringing up the gaming commission, I'm out.
Yeah.
Like the condescending, like, oh, I'm a baby gangster. Like, ooh.
Yeah.
Now you are an asshole.
And then he brought up he's an influencer, and so we're all just going to hate you now.
Immediately.
The most vapid job you could have.
This makes
and listen,
sense.
I am an asshole. Yeah. I'm the worst person anyone knows. Edit 7, info we need to know where the money came from. Did the money in the machine come from you putting it in or playing the machine? So this is all guesswork based on what my grandma said the jackpot could hold. There's a window that shows the coins in the jackpot. The space behind is about the size of a big shoebox. She said it gets full at $800. It was more than half when she and my grandpa gave it to me. I always guessed $500. In 5 years, it's now 7/8 full. I play it from time to time, so I'd say $100 of that is mine.
Back to school starts now. Get long-lasting battery life on the Dell XPS laptop powered by Series 3 Intel Core so you can work from anywhere. Now starting at $699, with exclusive student pricing starting at $599. And it's lightweight, portable, and packed with enough processing power to make multitasking a breeze. So say goodbye to distractions. And hello to more free time, because you finished your work faster. Complete your setup with savings on select monitors and more must-have electronics and accessories. Limited-time deals and free shipping on PCs and more await you at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. They make it super simple. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with coverage options tailored to your choices. Plus, you'll see which discounts you may qualify for, like the online quote discount or savings for paying in full. In fact, 99% of Progressive auto customers earn at least one discount. See if you could save when you switch to Progressive. You'll feel good about making a savvy choice. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little extra cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
And $100 is friends. I think the jackpot and normal payouts come from different boxes, so last night was the last night I've ever seen that window empty. I know nothing of the machine or how it works or how to change settings, so I may be so wrong, and a slot machine nerd could correct me if I'm way off base. Edit number 10. This dude wins the comments for all time. Someone commented, "I bet you look like Jared Fogle or some shit." Jesus.
Oh my God.
People hate him.
Yeah, I mean, and yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, I bet you look like a pedophile, man.
Yeah,
how
exactly.
about that? Hit you with that. Edit 11. So the plot thickens. Thank you to some very helpful people who own slot machines who DM'd who were also able to suggest experts in my area. I was able to call a local person who works on antique slot machines. My slot machine is highly customized, but it's based around a pretty well-known model from that era. Don't want to say exactly because only a few of them exist anymore. And he said I could tell right away if the machine was broken or had been tampered with. In my very, very, very amateur job of checking it over, it does appear that this little piece is either broken or misplaced. So it looks like this piece of shit guest actually broke my machine to steal my money. There wasn't a jackpot at all. I don't have confirmation of this until the repair guy is able to come later this week, but it looks like that's what happened. The guy said there's an outside chance that if that piece was broken or tampered with, that it was an accident, but he wouldn't bet on it. I still don't care if I'm the asshole till the cows come home. Posting here has probably allowed me to get to the bottom of this, and fuck that guy. Final edit, edit 12.
This is wild.
We are skipping other edits.
There are more additions here than there are like Harry Potter books at
yeah.
this point.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, it's kind of like, hey man, maybe you're not the asshole for the situation. You're the asshole just kind of as a person.
Just in general in life on Earth.
Just yeah, as like, a person.
Yeah. Also, I don't care. 12 edits.
Oh yeah.
You care.
You care. Edit 12, well, the amazing and level-headed moderators of this sub just ever so politely informed me that I will not be allowed to update this post. So the short story is the winner almost certainly was hitting the machine and caused the jackpot to spill out. So had I been a real casino, I would have enacted the malfunction voids all pays and plays clause. So yeah, I was totally in the right. Fuck this sub. Fuck the moderators. And fuck those of you on your stupid high horse. Most of you, however, were cool. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
So are you?
But most of you.
Pretty rad.
Most of you guys, though, you're friends.
You guys are good. Everyone agreed with me.
I found my community.
Yeah, I mean,
it's this guy is sweating at his laptop.
Dude, I mean, I would pay $700 to not care about that. That's crazy.
I mean, I guess
they've now learned the law and like the name of the clause.
He took a class. He went to law school.
If I'm the person who won the $700, at that point, I'd be like, dude, keep it. Like, relax. Jesus,
also, man. I guess influencing is not going well. A lot of time. A lot of time.
Tons of time. Yeah.
A lot of time.
Yeah, a lot of time. Hey, man. Yeah.
If this is from the 40s, people collect like vintage coins and stuff like that. So if there are coins from like the 40s and 50s in there that are worth something, you know.
Yeah, some of her grandma's ex's coins are in there.
Yeah. There's
Pirates of the Caribbean treasure in this thing.
There's cursed
a
coins in
something.
There.
Yeah.
All right. Our final story.
Oh, boy.
All right. We've been saving this story for a long time. So you guys should be thankful.
I'm very honored.
Honored, honestly, And nervous we might mess it up, but that's another
thing. No, don't worry about it. This comes from Ask Reddit, and this was posted in 2022. How would you get a small cylinder, 5.1-inch length, 4.5-inch girth, unstuck from a mini M&M's tube filled with butter and microwaved mashed bananas? Sorry.
This is...
Who did this?
Well,
can we
go from the top?
Yeah, sorry.
Just so I can get all of the ingredients.
I'm also going to be doing measurements here, so.
Yeah, go ahead.
How would you get a small cylinder, 5.1-inch length, 4.5-inch girth, unstuck from a mini M&M's tube filled with butter and microwaved mashed banana? I'm going to say that without laughing. Filled with butter. And microwaved mashed banana.
Yeah.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah. So that's the post.
Keep reading. Oh, that's the post.
Well, he's asking a question. Oh. He's asking a question. How would you get a cylinder?
A cylinder.
Out of a cylinder.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, he's fucking the hell out of that thing.
He's
1,000%.
He's going to town.
Yeah, there's no cylinder.
And also, M&M cylinder, call it a butthole, dude. You stuck something up your butt and you're trying to figure out how to get it out.
Mini M&M's tube filled with butter and microwave mashed banana. Well, we have a bunch of comments here and I feel like the story.
Oh, yeah, we do.
OP is extremely active in the comments.
He's desperate. Multiple accounts.
I don't think there's, no matter how you interpret this, it's a bad situation.
Yeah,
he probably should go to the hospital.
I'm probably on the line with like an MD clinic or
now,
something. Yeah.
But he's saying it's a cylinder.
He's saying
it's a cylinder.
It is.
I got
a cylinder
aren't they
stuck.
All?
Allegedly.
Yeah. So someone commented, LMFAO, the comments OP replies with are hilarious. It's your dick, bro. You stuck your dick in a mini M&M tube of butter. Go take a cold shower and relax. OP said, it's a cylinder.
Hold on. No one's talking about my penis. It's a cylinder.
My penis is unrelated.
Whoa. Cylinder, guys.
It's a cylinder.
Right.
Someone said, does the cylinder go all the way to the end of the tube? If not, it might be safe to create a small hole in the plastic at the very end to equalize the pressure.
Wow. Who's this guy?
Yeah. The tube. Another guy who's fucked a mini M&M tube.
Spent a lot of time in like high school chemistry class.
Like, let me ask you a question.
A lot of time in M&M tubes.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. You're up against the back of this thing? Is it vacuum sealed?
Yeah, you blowing the sides out or like you scraping the back?
So what are we looking at here, huh? OP responded, I don't want to risk a blade coming that close to the cylinder.
Hell yeah. All right.
The cylinder must not be harmed.
Of course.
I mean, it's sensitive.
It's sensitive.
Yeah. I love how he also had the exact measurements of the cylinder.
Right.
Where he's like 5.1.
Yeah.
Girth of 4.5.
That's how a cylinder typically is.
That is correct.
I do appreciate that the mesh banana was microwaved as well.
Yeah, you got to appreciate that.
I mean, well, they're going for realism here.
It's the details.
Yeah, they're trying.
We actually had a story we read in a previous episode where a guy was talking about that with a Pringles can filled with banana peels.
Who is this?
Who is that?
Who is... What? Who are you talking to? Is this Andre the Giant?
That's Oliver from the previous story.
He was putting his foot in it? So I have this 5-gallon compound bucket.
Imagine you're at the snack aisle of a grocery store and you're looking between the Pringles cans and the mini M&Ms bottles, and the guy's like, need any help?
Well, yeah. That's a very humbling decision to make, just like.
Which size are you looking for?
Yeah.
There's got to be something in between.
For the cylinder, I'm looking for. Someone said, wait. OP said, it's been 3 hours. The cylinder hasn't changed size yet.
That's the problem.
Yeah, he's admitting at that point. Like, the cylinder changes size.
Right.
But.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you know, stand out in the cold for a couple minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's a...
You know, heat and cold does things scientifically to things.
But the problem is, if the pressure's there, it's going to be...
There's a constriction.
It's a vacuum.
It's
more of a ring.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really holding in the blood.
No, but like between the end of the cylinder and the M&M thing, that area right there, like you could split the atom with the amount of pressure in there.
Probably. That's a full real vacuum.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish we had a mini M&M's tube here.
So maybe I just haven't had one in a while.
Dude, mini M&M's.
Are they still around?
Yeah, you pop the top like a...
Yeah, they're not very
Emily, sorry. Emily, you said they're little and you went like this.
Yeah, she's like, they're little.
What M&M's tube?
Excuse us.
Yeah.
Because there are the ones that you get for the holidays. Do you know those? Like, they're the clear plastic.
Too big.
And those are like long.
Yeah, it's out of control. Yeah, like when you get, like, they have like the candy cane.
And they kind of have like the top that's like a character or something.
Yeah. Those are too big. They they probably hurt.
Absolute ridiculous.
They hurt. They don't, they're not.
Overkill, some might say.
Yeah. Probably, way too much.
Don't eat all that.
Fit or whatever.
No, a mini M&M's tube, some would say, not mini. Like,
some would say fair.
Well, all jokes aside,
the
mini M&M's tube, the way that I'm thinking about it right now, is mad small.
There's a blue tube.
They're like this.
No.
The mini M&M's tubes?
Brother.
No, they're like this.
No.
I'm talking about the opening, dude.
Oh, the opening? Yeah,
they're small.
It's pretty small. Because, you can barely get, like, a finger in there.
That's what I'm saying. So how would you possibly...
You definitely can't get 2 fingers into there.
Yeah.
I actually do think...
I mean, you can't.
When I'm trying to eat my mini M&Ms, you can't You don't pull the M&Ms out. You just kind of, like...
Two fingers? How fucking hungry are you, dude?
I'll be honest.
Starving. I love mini M&Ms.
He's attacking it like a honey badger.
He's going in like Winnie
the Pooh.
Like Winnie the Pooh. He's just like, give him!
Turn it upside down.
I'm honestly shocked that they don't come with a hole in the back of them, because like there have been instances where like candy and toys, they'll have like, because they can get like
cylinders.
They can get like stuck over like the mouths of people and it could like cause breathing issues. That's a real thing that happens.
Whoa. Jesus.
It happened with like Pokeballs in like the 90s. Remember like the Burger King Pokeballs?
I love how people are nodding their heads. They all know exactly what you're talking about.
In the 90s, Burger King had like Pokeball toys that came for like the movie that came out. And someone put it over, a kid put it over their nose and mouth and it suffocated them.
Remember the ones that had the gold cards inside of them?
Yeah, or like smaller ones, but so they
I collected
putting,
all of those.
Yeah, me too.
I had them all, dude. Let's go.
Collecting.
Absolutely. They put holes in the back of them now so it doesn't do that. Remember like the lip challenge that people were doing? The same idea.
Got it.
So I'm shocked that the mini M&Ms don't have that. So like you can just rip this thing right off your crank.
I don't think that they're planning on people fucking the life out of one.
You have to assume some dude out there is going to try.
Yeah, a lot of people are like saying yes to that in the room. What is going on with the people in this room? Yeah. I imagine that when M&M's as a company, Mars, I think.
Mars, you're correct.
When they establish like, you know, listen, what if we make it in this tube? One person had to have raised their hand and just say, guys,
do we
know what we're doing here?
Yeah. And they said, you're a pervert.
Yeah.
And he was like, all right.
Yeah.
Fine. one scientist at Mars who's like, we got to be really careful with what we're doing here.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked this person had to ask for help. Butter and mashed banana, That's a seasoned tube sex haver.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this person knows what they're doing. This ain't the first time this has happened.
Yeah. Yeah. His whole pantry.
You don't start
He's
there.
Fucked everything.
Yeah, you don't start
You go down
there.
The food pyramid and you land.
Yeah.
You land in that guy's pantry. If you're a container of some sort, the tube of Jif butter is like, yeah. First time here. Welcome.
Yeah, you get used to it. Don't
yeah,
worry.
Yeah,
about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
anyways, there's one final comment left by OP, and he just said hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, you gotta go. You gotta 100%. Bite the bullet, and you gotta go yeah. and be like, all right, listen. There's a cylinder somewhere on my body.
And you know the doctor's just let me see it. The doctor yeah. has seen it before.
The doctor's yeah. probably so chill.
Yeah.
And it's just like, wow.
There's a lot of that actually goes on. Like, I yeah. know through someone that I know
sure.
who's a doctor.
Okay, yeah.
like, yeah, I'm trying to.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Through my degrees uncle away goes, from me can I get?
Goes to another school.
No, it's one of my brother's friends who's a doctor, and he used to tell him stories all the time. He's like, yeah, some guy came in. He's got, like, something in his anal cavity.
Totally.
So, you know what I mean? So these are probably, it's not that crazy if you're a doctor. You're like, yeah, okay, what do we got today? Tube? Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's just normal for them.
Have we gotten any updates since, or as far as we know, they're still in the hospital?
They might still be there. The cylinder is, we don't know the state of the cylinder.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Say you do this.
Okay.
Where's this going?
All right.
You keeping that as like a relic?
Collector.
Am I collecting the two by fuck?
Full circle. It's not yogurt. But, like, do you hold on to it and you just, like, keep it on your mantle and you're just like, I won.
Keep you're, it on you your
have to,
mantle.
You would have to assume that the doctors are able to remove it without having to take it apart.
He put it back together.
You put it back together. No, I'm throwing that thing away and I'm never telling anyone ever.
Really? Also on the mantle with, like, your grandma's ashes.
Like, yeah. Oh, so what's the M&M tube?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want anyone to ever see it or touch
you,
it.
It's for you. You don't need to tell anyone.
I don't need that either.
It's a special...
No. No. That's a collection I definitely don't want.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're ending on that note.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Thank you for saving that for us.
Of course. No, I'm glad we did. Thank you guys so much. This
thank
was a
you.
Blast.
Thank you.
This was a blast. I'm very excited. Your guys are going to be on or have already been on other stuff on Smosh.
Yes.
So I think you're going to be on the games channel, Smosh Mouth.
Yeah, it's
so
going to be fun.
We're going to have more fun. But this was awesome.
Thank you for having
yes.
us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for saving that wonderful story.
Of course.
And for giving Frank ideas as well. Thank yeah. you so much.
I'm gonna text you pictures of exotic yogurts I find. Just okay. So yeah. you know.
Oh, okay. I was referring to the
Oh, I thought you were
banana.
About to say. I thought
yeah.
you were
oh,
about
I'm not having sex with any tubes.
Okay, yeah, you said, I'm going to text you, and I was like, what?
No.
Okay, yogurts is fine. I'll
But if you
that.
Ever come over and you see a mini M&M tube on my mantle.
Scared.
You know what happened.
I'll be very scared.
All right.
Anyways, thank you both for being here, and thank you all for watching, and we'll see you next Saturday. Bye. Thanks again to DoorDash for sponsoring this episode of Reddit Stories.